producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One passion of mine is to study medical history. I like history a lot, and I like to study medical history. Well, what's made headlines this week is Adolf Hitler and a discovery by an author saying Adolf Hitler had a possible small penis, small genitalia. And that he had a deformity of the urethra, very common, called hypospadias. I don't want to say common, but we've seen that before. Hypospadias, where the opening that allows the urine to come out is not in the center, but lower. And they said that he might have also suffered from something called micropenis, a smaller genitalia. The revelations come 2 months after a German historian claimed medical records showed that Hitler really did only have one testicle. This was claimed in the famous song, The Colonel Bogey March. I never heard the song, but I guess they sing a song about it. Prison documents show Hitler was examined by Joseph Brinsteiner in 1923 and was found to have suffered from an undescended right testicle. Nowadays, we go in immediately when there's a child that has an undescended testicle to go in and remove it so it doesn't later become cancerous. Apparently, there's a higher risk of testicular cancer. You can't follow it. You can't watch it. And so it's obviously not working right, so they take it out nowadays. Back then, no. In a new book called Hitler's Last Day, Minute by Minute, historians Jonathan Mayo and Emma Craigle claim he also suffered from a second deformity. They wrote, Hitler himself is believed to have had two forms of genital abnormality, an undescended testicle and a rare condition called penile hypospadias, in which a urethra opens on the underside of the penis. The two conditions would go a long way to explaining, they say, why the tyrant had a fear of being seen naked. And they think this could account for his deep-seated fury. His personal doctor, Theodore Morell, who was a qualified urologist, also, we believe, noted that he had this issue. He is, it's understood that he was given hormones. We believe he was also given cocaine and amphetamines to boost his sex drive with partner Eva Braun. In December, researchers from the University of Erlangen said they found documents that appeared to back up the claim that he only had one testicle, which had been a myth that whole time. So basically, the urethra is what is supposed to bring the urine. You know, you have your kidneys. You have, just to go over the function, what are the kidneys supposed to do? They're supposed to take the blood, examine it, decide what it wants to keep and what it wants to dump out. It filters it through the glomerulus, and then the kidneys keep what it needs to, and then makes urine. The ureter travels, causes what the kidneys doesn't want. It's the conduit, the transit, for that to go down into the bladder. The bladder holds the urine until you're ready to pee, and then the urethra is what brings it from the bladder to the outside world, or the urinal. All right, a lot of medical students confuse ureter with urethra. Ureter connects the kidney to the bladder. You guys are going to get a pop quiz, so remember that. So his right-sided cryptocortism is where you have an undescended testicle, was discovered when he was in prison in 1923. And so they documented that. And, I mean, they looked at everything. And when you, but the hypospadias doesn't seem to have been documented as much, and this is the first time I'm hearing about it. I'm not going to go over the song. Apparently there was a song that was sung about him, and I'm not going to go into that. And I guess there was something about that. And, you know, when you look at, okay, unfortunately, when somebody is born with, you know, a lack of genitalia that is visual, okay, I mean, some women are born without ovaries, and they do go through, you know, I would, if that happened to me, definitely go through, you know, a grieving process or some sort of, you know, needing to reconcile that and figure out how, you know, am I going to be able to, still perform my womanly duties, not being able to have a child? You go through something, okay? Do I think his losing a testicle, not having a testicle, or possibly having hypospadias where the urethra is at the base, causing him to be such a mass murderer, no, but I got to tell you something, okay? You know, nowadays, we have a lot of ways for kids and for people to get some sort of therapy. Certain things are okay. All right. You know, our family doesn't make fun of us anymore. There's also ways to be private. Okay. If you don't want family changing your kid's diaper, they're not going to. But remember, in the olden days, kids being nude, that was seen by, I guess, everybody in the village, it was probably very well known. Somebody helping mom change his dressings, change his whatever he was in that he soiled, people would see that. So there's a chance that maybe growing up, he was considered what they would have unpolitically correct called him, a freak. And he might have been so, you know, so stereotyped that he grew up angry. I mean, in, you know, locker rooms, et cetera, how do you hide it? So something like that, you know, maybe years and years of bullying and I personally think the drugs also caused him to be a complete maniac. And if I could go back in time, I want to be the one to kill him. I mean, I'm just, you know, we lost most of my family because of him. So he's just, and I think we all could agree. Although there's some people out there that idolize him and have named their kids after him. I really don't know what the heck is wrong with you. Really, people? Really? But anyway, but, you know, they say 1 in 300 boys are born with some degree of hypospadias, and those affected by it many times have smaller than average penis size. It may run in the family. We don't know why. Is it something that happens in the womb? Something genetic? We usually avoid circumcising them at that point because we don't want to cut or damage that area. So interesting stuff. Just a little historical tidbit. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-ALLIE.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so over the weekend, I received an email asking about anger issues, okay? He says his wife is accusing him of having anger issues. What exactly is the definition? Okay, apparently she ticked him off. And so he thinks that his response was a normal response. And he goes into, you know, how he stormed out of the house because she was driving him crazy. And, you know, him storming out of the house was how he dealt with the anger. But she thinks he has anger issues because he got angry to begin with. And so I found that kind of fascinating. So, all right, let's talk about anger issues, okay? I mean, you know what? I think we all accuse each other of having, I guess, either a psychiatric diagnosis or having a problem. And we, because, you know, we diagnose people and we think we know how to diagnose people. And I mean, to me, there's, okay, if you look at anger management classes, okay, you know, a lot of them, they say, look, okay, take a look at how you feel. Okay, having somebody tell you that you're angry, that's one thing. But what are you doing? Are you noticing that you're always kind of clenching your teeth? Are you always kind of, I don't know, clenching your hands? Do you notice that you're breathing faster when, you know, when a coworker talks to you about something? Are you noticing that you, you know, start to tense up? Are you, you know, quote unquote, seeing red? You know, I mean, do you feel like you're getting angry? And sometimes people say, yeah, I mean, I don't think I need anger management, they say, but yeah, I feel like I get upset. Now, do you feel like you get upset inappropriately, or do you feel like you're getting upset about something that, you know, is worth getting upset about? So, I mean, you know, we've talked about, you know, many of us, we have issues with our staff, where the staff does something over and over and over again that's stupid, okay? And I think a lot of us have been there. Or your coworkers do something, and you're going to take the blame because they, you know, they're your partner or they're your colleague and when you do a group project. So, you know, a lot of people who start to venture into having anger management, many of them can very honestly look at their situation and say, are they overreacting? Where you need to be careful is when you start to blame everybody, okay? So what I suggest you do is first look at what exactly are you upset about, okay? I mean, you know, when you get angry, are you really angry at your wife or are you angry because something happened at work? Okay, let's describe an episode of when you were angry. Okay, you know, so you have a real bad day at work. Somebody messes up completely at work. You get blamed for it. Now you come home. The wife, you know, says, look, I need you to help, you know, Johnny with his homework. I don't want to help him with his homework. She goes, you're never around to help him. You're like, I am busting my butt at work. And you blow up at her. Okay, now many of you will be like, well, that's kind of a typical conversation in everybody's household. It is. Okay, but, you know, here's your wife. She's busy coming home from work or dealing with what she's been dealing with that day. She wants you to help with the homework. You blow up at her. Right? And you know, how to manage your anger. Now, when I feel like we really need to intervene is if your anger is manifesting into punching. You know, a lot of you say, I want to punch somebody. I just sometimes want to take her and just punch her. I want to take him and just smash his face in or run him over with the car. That's an issue. You have got to get into therapy right away. Because there is one thing we can always predict is that your spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend is going to make you mad. And I mean, they're, you know, just say, look, as long as they don't make me mad, I'm good. No, that's not good. Okay, the fact that you sometimes feel that way, that can't happen. So if you feel like you want to already bring in violence, then you got to get yourself checked because, I mean, you can't. You know, many times we could be pushed to the limit where we just want to, you know, open up a can of whoop-butt. So we don't want you hurting anybody. We don't want you getting thrown in jail. Okay, we don't want the kids getting beat, none of that. So I, as a doctor, I find it extremely important to screen for anger issues or inappropriate explosions, that kind of thing. Now, if you are in a situation where you have logical reason to be upset, okay, let's maybe deal with how you're being upset so it doesn't have to look at anger. You're allowed to be frustrated. Okay, you're allowed to dislike your job. You're allowed to dislike coworkers, okay? But you can't live like that. And so you need to very, very honestly look at the situation. I mean, I've had bad days. And, you know, I've been grumpy to my husband. I'm like, look, it's not you. It's just, it was a bad day. And, you know, tell him. And so one thing I always suggest with couples is, you know, first, be very, if you had a bad day, be very open about it, okay? You know, like my kids. My kids were just driving me crazy the other week. And I was like, okay, don't be bouncing that ball near my head. Don't be pretending to hit me in the head, because they do that. You know how kids do that where they're like, think fast, okay? Well, my son kept doing that to me. And so I had to keep ducking and flinching because he was going to throw a basketball at my head. So what I did is I reacted, okay? And, you know, I used some choice words and I go, come on, I had a bad day. Stop it. When I say stop it, stop it. Because I really didn't want to have to think fast, okay? And by the way, whoever made that up, that's an idiotic game, okay? And I don't know who taught my kid. I never taught my kids think fast. So I got to tell you, whichever kid at school did that, I am going to, I'll rip them a new one, because that's ridiculous. Now my sons are driving me crazy with that think fast. But anyway, so let them know ahead of time. You know, go look, okay, bad day. Now, if you have a family member that goes, but you always have a bad day. You always have a bad day. Then think about that. You know, I mean, maybe have somebody write it down. Look, you had a bad day this day, you have a bad day this day, bad day this day. Now, you got to be really careful when you're the spouse. You have to be extremely careful because, I mean, you don't want to, you know, you don't want to start a fight. You don't want to look like, you don't want them to be on the defensive. But you have to go, look, okay, you're having a lot of bad days. Okay, what do we need to do? Oh, there's nothing we could do. You got to be careful with the overgeneralization. A lot of times when you get mad, you overgeneralize. Why? Because it's too much work to pick out what it is. It's too much work to think about it. Okay, you want to explode. You want to have a BF. You want to just yell about it. Okay, and you know, I saw that with my family growing up. It was everything I did. Everything I did made them mad. All I do is set the table. I don't get it. Okay, you're not going to be able to resolve the problem when you fight with your spouse, when you fight with a coworker. You're not going to be able to resolve it saying it's everything you do, because how are they supposed to fix it? But when you're like, look, you are always throwing a basketball at my face or pretending to. Stop it. It stopped. All weekend long, not one of my children pretended to throw a basketball at my face. So it worked. Okay, give them an assignment. Okay, say, look, if you see that I'm having a rough time, okay, can you maybe try not to leave your lunch on my desk? You know, because it's just it's extra work for me and I'm having a grumpy day. Okay? Can you please not use my garbage, overflow it while your garbage is nice and clean? You know, little things like that that'll just really tick you off. Maybe you need space. Maybe you need time off. Okay? But, you know, You need to figure out what you don't want to lose. See, what I do is when somebody makes me mad or something is happening, I don't want to give them the benefit of, quote unquote, ruining my relationship too. So when something bad happens at work or you know, with, I don't know, I'm trying to think of an example. I don't want to give them the benefit of, okay, now not only did you mess up my job, but now you messed up my personal life. Don't give them that satisfaction. So whenever something goes bad at school, bad at work or school, and I tell my kids that, your first thing to do is strengthen the relationships you have that are good. I notice that. My kids will have a bad day, so they start beating up on me verbally. And I'm like, whoa, you really want to alienate me now? Okay, you know, I'm one of your best friends right now. You really want to alienate me? Okay, I'm here to help. I know I'm an easy target because I'm here and you can't yell at your friend at school and you can't yell at your teacher. But you don't want to lose me. Okay, because you know I'll just drive away. See ya. You can go make yourself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for dinner. No, I don't want to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich again. Well, then you better shape up. So, you know, and spouses, you need to be very, very involved. And you need to realize that he or she may be lashing out at you, not because it's you, but because it's something else and because you're there. So you need to teach them. There are appropriate ways to lash out, and there are not appropriate ways. So therapy is extremely important, and you all should be there. Okay? It should be a group effort. And great question. I mean, I can't do it justice in just the little amount of time that we have, but make sure you're sleeping well, make sure you're eating well, and break it down into pieces. Okay? So you can fix the individual pieces. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is cool. Remember we talked about an ibuprofen patch? where it's a way to administer ibuprofen without you having to take it orally. It's a patch that delivers it through the skin at the site of pain. It gives you a consistent dose for up to 24 hours, has been being developed by UK researchers, and this could really revolutionize pain control. Many of us are very worried about where we're going to get pain medicine later. Talk to you about doctors having to cut back. There was the recent doctor in California who is going to jail for murdering three people with her pain pill prescriptions. And even though she had a very, very irresponsible way of practicing, and it appeared she was doing a pain pill mill, now that doctors know that they could be liable and have to go to jail if anybody overdoses on their medicine, it's going to be very, very difficult to find a doctor who is willing to prescribe stuff knowing that they could go to jail. So here you are having issues with pain, and you're going to be forced to find another alternative. The problem with ibuprofen, there's a couple problems with it, but a major problem we have is its how caustic it is to your intestinal system and your stomach. We've seen it cause ulcers. So a transdermal delivery of it is brilliant. Scientists at the University of Warwick and spinoff company MedHeret, this is being reported by Fox News, say their TEPI Tepi patch could revolutionize the transdermal drug delivery market. University of Warwick researcher chemist Professor David Haddleton told Reuters that the polymer matrix in the patch acts as a reservoir of the drug. It's able to release between 5 and 10 times the amount of drugs used in gels and patches currently on the market. So many of you are like, well, I do Androgel or I do some of these other gels. And we're hearing, some inconsistent delivery results. Some of my patients love the gel ways. Apparently this patch is supposed to be newer, okay, and obviously more groundbreaking in terms of a very regular delivery. So they say what we do is dissolve the active ibuprofen into the adhesive so we can have a high loading. So up to 30% of the adhesive will be ibuprofen. When it's remember, ibuprofen is like the same as Advil, okay? When it's placed on the skin, okay, just like an elastoplast, then the drug will actually diffuse across the skin into the body at the site of the pain and then relieve the pain in the same way as current gels and creams. We're controlling the dosing and we're keeping it there for a prolonged period of time. The patches could help treat conditions like chronic back pain, neuralgia, arthritis, without the need to take potentially damaging doses of the drug orally. Now keep in mind, it could still affect your liver. Okay, and it could still affect the kidney. These anti-inflammatories still have, unfortunately, very common side effects. But at least it could maybe get rid of the risk of GI bleed. They say the Tepi patch remains highly, they say it sticks well to the skin. It is not uncomfortable to peel off. So even though it tacks on really good, it's not supposed to hurt and rip off skin. According to Andrew Lee, who is co-founder of Metarent, he says, we've only been in the lab about 12 months. But in the 12 months, we've essentially assessed about 90% of the drugs that are currently available as either creams or patches. They tested them with good results. So, where to get the ibuprofen patch? Is it going to be, is it going to be cheap enough on your formulary? You know, right now, most of your formularies are really, really big on the generics. And so if this transdermal patch costs a couple bucks a patch, your insurance may easily say, you know what, just go get some ibuprofen. And some of you have asked me about that. I go, don't the insurance companies know that certain medicines are safer? And like I told you guys years ago, an insurance company came to visit me, like the Gestapo. And they came in and they say, you're writing Ambien and you could write a cheaper alternative. Now, this is when Ambien wasn't generic at the time. And I go, there's a generic. I thought Ambien was the first in its class. What generic is out there? Well, there's not a generic in that class, but you could write Xanax or Valium. It's cheaper. And I said, wait a second here. We don't want people taking Xanax and Valium. It's a controlled substance. It's highly addictive. I thought the point is to try to not, you know, have people on controlled substances and getting addicted and, you know, coming down off the medicine and running risk of seizure, etc. No, but it's cheaper. And I was in shock that an insurance company was trying to, you know, sway my medical training or medical advice. So please don't overestimate the care your insurance company has. If something's expensive and they don't want to pay for it, they're going to recommend an alternative. If an insurance company recommends an alternative, that doesn't mean they have your best health status or the best protocol in mind. Okay, they are looking at ways to save money. That's what they need to do. Now, I got to hand it to some of these insurance companies. I'm really liking their notes that they send me saying the person hasn't had a mammogram. The person hasn't gone in for their eye exam. And I go, wait a second. I told them to see an eye exam. They're diabetic. Well, they haven't gone. We see based on claims that they never went and saw the ophthalmologist you recommended. And you're like, thank you. So then I go and I call them up and I go, wait, what? You're not listening to me? You're not taking my advice? What? Like, sorry, Dr. Wax. I told some of them outright lie. They said that they went and saw the eye doctor and they never did. And I was like, well, what? You know, so then I get all grumpy and then, you know, so I really credit the insurance companies for now starting to be on top of preventative. Many insurance companies, remember, used to not pay for physicals. They'd pay for you to have cervical cancer, but they wouldn't pay for the PAP preventing and screening for cervical cancer. So I always found that to be very odd. So now you're seeing pharmaceutical companies get their acts together. So I'm pretty impressed with that. But please don't mistake, you know, a prescription formulary recommendation for a sign that they're putting your best health at the forefront of their decision making. But, you know, this is good. Transdermal delivery systems, you know, many of you, how does it work? You take a pain medicine and, it'll affect the mu receptors or receptors in the brain. And then you still have the pain. You still have the source of inflammation or the spasm, but the brain doesn't seem to be bothered by it as much. That's how a lot of pain medicines work, where many of you are like, well, what can we do for the site that's hurting? Okay, we have a foci of pain. So a lot of times what we do is we do trigger point injections where we'll inject some anti-inflammatories. We'll inject like a steroid. We'll inject a lidocaine or a marcaine, and we'll make an injection, a trigger point injection, into the spot that's spasming. Many of you find relief with that. Some of you are like, no, it didn't cut it. I'm in pain, and it's more than just myofascial pain or muscular pain. But the idea of treating something directly and localizing where we do the treatment is not anything new. I mean, this is something that we have been trying and testing and trying to convince patients to do for a long time. A lot of pain doctors, they're not writing your pain pills anymore, but they're doing the injections. True, they make more money with the injections, but I do like the idea of going right into the disc space or right into the facet that's hurting you. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. All right, we'll keep you guys posted on as we get more information on this. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Way has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. All right, so coffee drinkers are going to like this one. Coffee may protect liver from alcohol. Another study saying coffee may reduce liver damage. Researchers analyzed data from 9 previously published studies with a total of 430,000 participants and found that drinking 2 additional cups of coffee a day was linked to a 44% lower risk of developing liver cirrhosis. Now, cirrhosis is potentially fatal. There's no cure. It's basically what happens. How I see cirrhosis is your liver turning into a brick. Your liver starts to scar and scar and scar from all the damage it gets from alcohol and bad things you do to it. And so you start getting fatty deposits at first. It's kind of a sign of the liver trying to protect itself. And then it just starts to scar up and it doesn't function as well as a cirrhotic, thick, dry, scarred up liver doesn't do the filtering like it's supposed to. They say it is significant that the risk of developing cirrhosis could be reduced by consumption of coffee. Coffee is cheap, ubiquitous, they say, and a well-tolerated beverage. I don't tolerate it. I think coffee tastes like crap, but that's just me. Cirrhosis kills 1 million people every year worldwide. You can not only get it from drinking alcohol, but hepatitis could do it. Certain immune disorders. Sometimes if you have hereditary hemochromatosis, where you get liver deposits in your liver, that could do it as well. Fatty liver disease, obesity, diabetes. Whenever somebody comes in saying, check my liver, I check to see if they have some elevated liver enzymes, and we've talked about that, where liver cells very naturally go through progressions of aging, and when the liver cells open up and die, you get the enzymes that circulate around the blood. When you have higher liver enzymes, that makes me think that more of your cells are dying or something is inflaming your cells. So a lot of times we check a hepatitis test, we check a ferritin test to see if we're depositing iron. There's alpha-fetoprotein and anti-smooth muscle antibody. That helps us look for cancer or for autoimmune issues. We do an ultrasound to look at gallstones or other sorts of things, liver lesions, etc. But the majority of you guys with elevated liver enzymes, it's not even alcohol, it's obesity. You're just depositing fat around your liver. When you get fat around your internal organs, it doesn't cause the organs to work well. Diabetes, being prone to diabetes, does the same thing. So, coffee has been also linked to less diabetes. So maybe this is why. Maybe it improves liver health. We don't know. Kennedy and colleagues did a pooled analysis of average coffee consumption across earlier studies to see how much adding 2 additional cups each day might influence the odds of the disease. The studies looked at 1,900 patients with cirrhosis, and they looked at drinking 2 cups a day, just 2 cups a day, all right, reduced significantly the risk of cirrhosis. Compared to no coffee consumption, researchers estimated 1 cup a day dropped you 22% low risk of cirrhosis. With 2 cups, the risk dropped 43%. So, a good argument to drink coffee. Now, I know some of you guys are like, okay, well, I'm going to get a mocha frappuccino with sugar and whipped cream and all sorts of stuff. No. Okay, do it right, okay? None of that. I mean, it's got to be black coffee. None cream. You know, some of you ask me about the non-dairy creamer. I think that's fine. My only problem is, again, I don't like fake. You know, if you're going to use cream, you know. But, I don't know. Anyway, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Zika. It has a spike now that is overwhelming Colombian doctors. They say Zika is on the rise in Colombia. And according to new figures just released, more than 37,000 people have now been sickened by the virus there last fall. For most people, it's mild, but they're worried because of the links of birth defects and rare neurological conditions like Guillain-Barré that could cause temporary paralysis. We've discussed this at length on our show. NPR's Nurith Eisenman is in Colombia in a place where he has seen a dramatic rise of Zika infections. And I guess this is from WCQS. So they talk about what he's seen. They say there's a deficit already of ICU beds with more Guillain-Barré. So if and Guillain-Barré is where your body decides to, rather than attacking the virus, it decides to attack your neurological system. So, you know, seeing Zika not only be a concern in Brazil, it's a concern everywhere, but to the degree that we're seeing right now with Colombia, just more news that this is something that I don't think we're prepared for. They have talked about they're honing in on what exactly is causing the microcephaly, and they do believe it to be Zika. Nobody is saying 100%, but we had another study saying they did find Zika virus in the amniotic fluid of pregnant women. So having that virus circulating around could possibly, now mind you, okay, you know, you're a pregnant woman, you know, you get hit with something, it's going to hit the baby. But they still can't say that the Zika virus in the amniotic fluid is causing the microcephaly, but it being there obviously is no laughing matter. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Massachusetts plans on making a rattlesnake colony on an uninhabited island. There's a plan by the state to establish a colony of venomous timber rattlesnakes. There's an off-limits island in Massachusetts' large inland body of water, and many people are concerned that we are going to have these dangerous serpents slithering around through the woods, attacking hikers, fishermen, and hunters. Now, according to Tom French of the State Division of Fisheries and Wildlife, he is directing the project at the 39-square-mile Quabbin Reservoir. He said those are completely irrational fears based on the public's aversion to snakes. Wait, no. All right, I don't like snakes. Irrational fear? You got a colony of venomous snakes and you're going to put it on an island? No, thank you. An island where we walk around on? Uh-uh. He says people are afraid that we're going to put snakes in a place of public use and that they're going to breed like rabbits and spread over the countryside and kill everybody. There are only about 200 of the endangered snakes indigenous, sorry, to Massachusetts. And there are only 5 scattered pockets from Greater Boston to the Berkshires where they are. Loss of habitat and human-caused deaths mean they could disappear altogether. I'm not crying a river, but honestly, we really don't want our endangered species being lost, okay? So the plan to establish the stakes on Mount Zion at more than 1,400 acres is the largest island in the reservoir and has been in the works for several years. I totally see a Jurassic Park-type movie on this. They say a handful of snakes will be raised at Roger Williams Park Zoo in Providence, Rhode Island, and placed on the island in a couple more years when they are mature enough to survive the wild. All right, little babies, time to leave home. Give mom the kiss. Snap. Anyway, the public's concerns, they say, stem from the fact that rattlesnakes can swim. They can? Oh, now I'm scared. And the island is connected to the mainland by a pair of narrow causeways. Now, we have a hiker who chimed in, Bob Curley. He says he is not opposed, but he doesn't think the Quabbin is the place to do it. Mount Zion is off limits to the public. He's concerned the state will use the snakes as an excuse to shut off public access to areas around the reservoir. He said, when the inevitable happens and there's an interplay between a hiker and a rattler, what's the repercussion? Are the trails going to be shut down? So, they say rattlesnakes are timid and only strike out when provoked. Here's my problem. Okay, I grew up in the desert. The problem with rattlesnakes is you have no idea what provokes them. Okay, just like your mother-in-law. All right, you're just sitting there having dinner. And you compliment her hair. And all of a sudden, it turns into a night of hell. That's the problem with the rattlesnake, okay? You have no idea. You're just thinking you're minding your own business, being married to its husband, doing whatever, and then all of a sudden, it decides to go crazy. That's the problem. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, don't go away.
Hang me down, hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down,
hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down, hang me down to the little white church.
Down to the little white church.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.